So let's go to some stock picks. We've got some time here. RMI is your pick.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is really a sum of the parts calculation. Yeah. You've got the big component of RMI is really the insurance business, which is what I like. You've got a little bit of Discovery and you've got a little bit of Momentum, which Momentum is not doing so great at the moment, but really it's that insurance business that I'm looking for. And if you just go look at the past sort of 3 to 4 years on RMI, this is a business that's delivered 15% headline earnings per share growth year on year, year on year. And guess what? 3 to 4 years ago, it was the same price. So it's gotten cheaper, although that it stayed at this price. So, you know, at 37 odd rand, I certainly think that if you're going to take a long-term view, it's going to offer a great entry point. And I think Outsurance is ticking all the boxes in terms of the market segment that they're playing in, Outvest, and sort of how they're diversifying and creating their portfolio to grow business. So I like the Outsurance business, and I think it's a great entry point in 37.
Take the other two with it. Grindrod.
Grindrod Shipping.
Grindrod
Shipping. It's taking a nosedive the last few weeks. I think the PIC is selling. They pushed it down from about 170 to 100 rand. NAV at these levels is about 240 rand. So it's trading about 40% of NAV. So it's real cheap. The peer group is trading at about 95%. One to NAV, so I don't expect it to rewrite all the way to there, but I think there's an indiscriminate sell in the market, a bit of a special situation at the moment. I'm not really fundamentally...
loving the shipping business.
Yeah, I don't love the shipping business, even though I do think that the supply-demand equation for the shipping industry has turned for the better, so longer term it should be better, and it's also a bit of an inflation. If we do see inflation coming through globally, shipping rates will increase, and that should be good for these companies that already sits with the fixed assets. Well, yeah. The movable assets.
Movable assets.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there. Gents, our thanks to our guests, Dricus Kronbrink from Capucraft, going with Grindrod Shipping, and Derek Janser from Rensburg from Anchor Securities, going with RMI. That's it for this week's of Stockwatch. We'll be back Monday with myself. Until then, have a good evening.